Now, notice here how wonderful it is to have a hiding place. Actually, all of us need a blanket, not the one in the little cartoon Peanuts. He has a blanket. But all of us need a hiding place, a place that we can go. And he speaks of it here, that God is his refuge and a hiding place. Let me read verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come near unto him. Now, you remember, and I think he's referring back here to Noah. Remember, Noah was in the ark when the flood came. And the very flood that destroyed the others just lifted him up because he was in the ark. And the waters of judgment couldn't reach him. Now, there's coming another time of great judgment upon this earth. It won't be water, it'll be fire this next time. We're told it's a time of darkness, though, and of trouble. And it's a wonderful revelation that we have here. Now, what can you do in a time like this? Thou art my hiding place. Today, do you need a hiding place? Well, God's your hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Stop, look, and listen is what that means. Think it over. It's a musical rest. And I have a notion that the orchestra didn't play at this time. And the chorus didn't sing. It was a time of silence that you could think things over. Think it over, friend. You lost fellowship with him. You need a hiding place. Now he says, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I'll guide thee with mine eye, God says. And you've got to be very close to the Lord if he's going to guide you with his eye. Now, here to me is humor in the Bible, but it's good humor. He says, be ye not like the horse or like the mule that have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. This is really humorous. And I think you could write this verse, which I've done, over the little book of Esther, which teaches the providence of God. A lot of Christians today do not know what it is to... I'm looking for a word, and I'm not sure what it is. I almost feel like saying they do not orbit in the will of God. They are way out yonder in space, and God's going to guide them. You're not afloat in space, my friend. By his providence, he'll overrule you. And therefore, that's like putting a bit in a mule's mouth. Old hard-headed mule, why, you have to guide him. And a man was telling years ago down in Texas, I heard him tell this story, it was a preacher. He said that he acted as if this really happened to him. I don't think it did, but it's a good story. Nevertheless, he said he was visiting a man, and this man had a mule, one of these little donkeys. And he hitched him up, and they were going to go out and visit somebody. And he said that before they got in the wagon, he reached in the wagon, took out a 2x4, went up in front, and he hit this mule on the head, and then came back and put it in the wagon. And he said, why in the world do you do that? He says, I do that to get his attention. Friends, there are a lot of us like that today. And the Scripture uses that expression, says, don't be like a mule. Let God instruct you. And we need that kind of instruction today. And it closes on the high note, be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And really and truly, whoever you are, wherever you are, however you are, right now, just can't you lift your heart in great joy to God?